Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Reiner Fulnick is the public frontman for an international team comprised of hundreds of lawyers and medical experts who have begun legal proceedings over the CDC, the WHO, and the Davos Group for committing crimes against humanity. The protocol for the PCR test given by the WHO and the CDC was knowingly set to a level that guaranteed 100% false positives or false negatives. So there is no pandemic. This is all about getting people to take the shot. Their argument is that we are at the very least being subjected to an illegal experiment, and at the worst, global genocide. Dr. Fulnick points out how the experimental jab is in clear violation of all 10 of the Nuremberg Codes, which carry the penalty of death for those who violate them. Number one, voluntary consent is absolutely essential. There should be no intervention or any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, or any form of constraint or coercion. By definition, a vaccine must provide immunity to the virus, protect recipients from getting the virus, reduce deaths, infections, circulation, and transmission of the virus. We are told the experimental jab does none of these, yet they fraudulently call it a vaccine. As far as duress, constraint, and coercion, it's everywhere. If you want your life back, get the shot. Number two, the experiment should be such as to yield fruitful results unprocurable by other methods. The most fruitful method would be a healthy immune system, which can be achieved through good health and natural supplements such as vitamin D, vitamin C, and zinc. But the people are not being told this. In fact, those who point it out are being vilified and silenced. Number three, the experiment should be designed and based on the results of animal experimentation. This experimental jab skipped animal testing. Number four, the experiment should be so conducted as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. According to official reports, there are already thousands of deaths and over 250,000 injuries from this experiment. Number five, no experiment should be conducted where there is an a priori reason to believe that death or disabling injury will occur. Past trials have shown a strong possibility that these new spike proteins will cause a body to attack itself. This is known as antibody-dependent enhancement, or ADE. And recent doctors have blown the whistle that this could end up killing everybody who's been vaccinated in the next 2 years. Number six, the risk should never exceed the benefit. COVID-19 has a 98 to 99% survival rate, less deadly than the seasonal flu. The experimental jab is already the most dangerous vaccine in VAERS 30-year history. Number seven, proper preparations should be made and adequate facilities provided to protect the experimental subject against even remote possibilities of injury, disability, or death. There were no preparations made. There are no facilities. The subject shows up for their shot and goes home. Number eight, the experiment should be conducted only by scientifically qualified persons. This experiment has been exclusively run by politicians, the media, celebrities, and big pharma bureaucrats. Number nine, the subject should be at liberty to bring the experiment to an end. Thousands of medical experts have attempted to end this madness, and their voices continue to be silenced. Number 10, the experiment must be brought to an end if resulting in injury or death. And yet, the experiment pushes on. Once again, those who violate these international laws are subject to the death penalty. Legal proceedings are moving forward and evidence is being collected. Whistleblowers are directed to contact the international team at www.securewhistleblower.com. This is likely the biggest crime ever committed against the world population. And the question is, do we still have a judicial system to exact justice? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese. Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Man, I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all want? Like, wake up!
I want people to wake up right now. I want people to listen to me and just come out of your trance.
We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale.
White male!
So Alex Jones' whole brand is based around the idea he's giving you the real story, not the fake news out there.
Hey, listen, I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Humanity is awakening. InfoWars.com.
This is Alex Jones.
The tyrants did it. Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearm.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.com.
I just don't know who you are.
You know who he is? You know Alex Jones is? InfoWars? Very popular.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You need to listen to Alex Jones.
We know we're under attack. We know it. We're breaking the conditioning.
Talking about Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars. Alex Jones.
That's just level one.
What's level two?
I'll tell you.
The animated contest of liberty is waiting for you. But you've got to take it in your hands. You've got to have the will. Accept the truth. Fuck the system and the group collective. Do that and you'll earn your way to the next level. This is the InfoWar.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious s***.
President Trump's speech.
Thank you, Madison. Thank you. What a great guy. What a good future you've got. Where the hell is Madison? Thank you, Madison. Great job. Thank you very much. If I had a face like him, I would have been president 20 years earlier. 20 years earlier, Madison. Thank you very much. Great job. Thank you. Greg Murphy. Where's Greg? Where's Greg? Thank you, Greg. You're doing a really great job. We're proud of you. We're proud of you. And a friend of mine and somebody that's really been incredible, respected by everybody, Congressman Ted Budd. Where's Ted? Where's Ted? Good job, Ted. Good job. And here as well are two people that you may know of. Actually, I probably like her better. Because she was a supporter of mine before he was. People don't know that. Deb Meadows, stand up. Stand up, Deb. But we have to say, Deb, he wasn't far behind. It wasn't like, you know, many, many months. No, he had somebody else in mind, but he switched over very quickly. I don't know if he had a choice, right, Deb? Mark Meadows, everybody. Real great guy. And with the spirit and energy and commitment of everyone in this room and the voters all across the state, 2022 is going to be a banner year for North Carolina Republicans. You know, they said this state was, if you look back 10 years ago, Michael, they said this state was finished. It was not going to be a Republican state at all. And they had elected a governor, and it really looked bad. And then these guys, some of them that I just announced, but others also, we all got together, and you've never been in a stronger position. And now you're going to have another senator. We just elected a wonderful friend of ours, and Tom is going to be great. I think Tom, he got off to a little rocky start with Protect Bob Mueller. But you know what? He flipped in the other direction totally, and he's been terrific. And he had a great race. He ran a great race. He really did. And he had my total support. And he called me just a little while ago to tell me, enjoy the state, because I love the state. I love being in this state. But I just want to say that this was going to be a Democrat state. And here we are, and we're really dominating when you look at everything that's happened. So congratulations. It's really great. To you, congratulations. I think we're going to gain 2 or even 3 U.S. House seats. We're going to take over. If you look over the House, get rid of Nancy Pelosi. Remember, they stick together on an impeachment hoax. Not one Democrat, not one, voted against. Well, actually, we had one that came over to our side who was a terrific person, actually. But you take a look, and they didn't want to do that. But they just do it a little bit differently. They play very tough, very dirty. And we just can't let it happen. We're going to win North Carolina's all-important U.S. Senate race. And we're going to lay the groundwork for making sure that Republicans once again carry the great state of North Carolina in a year that I look very much forward to, 2024. We're going to do numbers like you've never seen before. So many things are happening right now. But we're going to do things like you've never, ever seen before. I stand before you today confident that the people of North Carolina will decisively reject Joe Biden and the radical Democrats, the war on the American worker, the American family, and the American nation. And I have to tell you that I have a very special person. You know, she's been, I love my family. I love my family. And I happen to love this particular young man that she's married to. He's a very tall person, by the way, but not as tall as Barron. Barron is 6'7". You believe it? And he's 15. And Eric is short. He's only 6'6". But we love our Eric, and we love them all. They're all great. And he is married to a very special woman, Laura, and I'd like to have her. You know, she was born in this particular state. She loves this particular state. And maybe I'd like to ask Laura Trump to come up and say a few words. Laura, please, come on up.
This is just surreal that the current president of the United States is a puppet that stole his way into there. And then the real president of the United States has not been in front of a high production live studio audience since he was kicked out, and it's left a right side broadcasting that looks like the camera iris is even set right to be able to get footage of the president. I'm not putting right side broadcasting down. I know they operate on a shoestring budget. And it's just indicative of how much trouble we're in. And that skeleton, that Chi-Con agent, he's up there with all the slick production, everything, but in a way that's better because you can just see the HD of him rotting in front of you and what a fraud he is. Now, I've been saying this a lot before the shows just because all I do is tell you how I feel, that I'm having real trouble doing these broadcasts lately. And it's because of how this is really starting to set in on me that this is it. And they're really killing people all around us and maiming people all around us. And I was already ready today to come on air and look at the real numbers of the unprecedented amounts of young people having heart attacks, having strokes, even dying from the so-called COVID vaccines. And then I was sent a big Twitter feed by a good friend of mine, a national talk show host, about 30 minutes for the show. So I ended up reading this Twitter feed of medical documents and CDC numbers. And I actually got dizzy and almost passed out. You know, you have that effect where, quote, women would get overwhelmed by something and just pass out. And that's really the point I've gotten to, where I'm just like, because nothing's stopping any of this. It's just rolling forward. I was reading about hundreds of thousands of people getting sick from the shots that are young, how they're targeting our children, and it just pisses me off. And so my brain says, go out and, you know, do you know what, people that are doing this. It's just overwhelming. It's just overwhelming to watch them kill us like this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, I know my brain is reeling and that I'm kind of in a constant reset mode because there's an answer that I'm supposed to come up with, that you're supposed to come up with to counter this. This unprecedented criminal takeover. I mean, the quickening is here. And that's really the issue. 20 years ago, out of 100 articles or so, there might be one really big one. I have more than 50 devastating reports that are confirmed that send chills up my spine. And it's the real realization of how screwed we are. It'd be like if I walked outside and looked up at the sun and saw it, like, explode. And I'd go, oh, my gosh, that explosion's going to get here in just a few minutes. We're all dead. It feels something kind of like that. It's like the, ooh, wow. Because they have set something in motion that is the planned, organized, total collapse of civilization and mass death. And that's why they don't care that they're killing hundreds of millions right now that have been injected that are the walking dead. That are dead already. Because by the time those people are dying, there'll be so many calamities, so much collapse, that it won't matter anymore. It's the end of civilization. And it's not even a selfishness, but my very cells say, get out of Austin, get your family out, and go to the most remote area and dig in now. But if we do that, the globalists win. And they're going to accelerate their collapse and finally dig us out of our holes later. Every movie, every show is now coming out with dystopic mass death, planetary extermination, robots killing us under you in command, because they're preconditioning everyone to accept that, and that is the future that's about to unfold. And I mean the video games, the movies, all of it. This is the genetic engineering mad scientist revolution. You see, we fought Hitler in World War II and the Soviet Union in the Cold War. And, you know, we got China as this big enemy, but it's really the mad scientist laboratory. Yeah, here's some of it for TV viewers. I mean, this gets really bad. Robots invading the U.S., U.N. slaughtering everybody because of climate change. Climate change is just the excuse for total collapse. Well, the globalists are actually collapsing things. So, I'm going to be laying all of that out today as well, but this is not a deer in the headlights moment. It's almost obscene to even tell everybody this. It's kind of like they put a blindfold on somebody who's in a firing squad. So they'd have to watch themselves be killed. And they give you a cigarette, maybe a little bottle of brandy an hour before. So, you know what? The public's not going to wake up and stop this anyways. They don't want to. We're cursed. We kill our babies. We kill our old people. And so I guess prepare to have everything collapsed and destroyed and to die. I mean, I guess that's just really it. I mean, that's the wages of sin. That's Satanism. And so that's who we are. I have all the battle plans. So they now admit the global lockdown is never going to end, as we said. they're just loosening it up in areas that would resist, so that when they finally clamp down again, you think, oh, it's just for a little while. It's all psychological warfare. Mike Lindell's going to be joining us. You can say what you want about Mike, but he's an American entrepreneur, and he saw election fraud, and he's had a lot of courage, and is really a hero. He's going to be joining us coming up next hour. He's getting off an airplane here in about 15 minutes. Here's what I'm trying to get at. If we don't really respond and really get upset and really recognize the globalist carrying out this controlled collapse of the world, then doom is where we're going. Because this mad scientist evil, this post-humanist evil, has figured out all the angles. And the only way you beat it is recognizing the angles and its full spectrum assault, and then do the exact opposite. But instead, the public likes to debate and argue and act silly and fight with each other at the low level. And if you do that, we have zero chance. If we just woke up and accepted God and did what God said to do and stood against the New World Order, then this evil would just evaporate like phantoms at dawn. And everybody can feel it. Everybody can see it. And that's just what it comes down to. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure we stay on air as long as we can and make sure that's dealt with, make sure our own house is in order. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit all this finish. As best I can, I'm just going to cover it, and then that's going to be it. But I also, the crew does a great job, but maybe next few segments you can't put stuff on screen, because I'm here talking, and they just put a screen clip up of people in New York saying, we want to wear masks forever. We don't want to take them off. We like them. They're our blankets. And that's something I was going to cover later, but see, that's painful to look at. And so I'm right on the edge of just not being able to handle this anymore. Plus, it then just becomes a distraction from what I'm already covering, what I'm doing. And I'm not bitching at the crew. I told them to put stuff up on screen. It's just at this point, I may have to start doing the show in a radio booth, and the crew can go run other shows or something. And I'm just going to go back to reading articles and covering those, because I can't look at Joe Biden. I can't look at the mask cult. I can't look at another animal human clone. I just want away from these Satanists. God Almighty. You know, the worst thing is reading all these federal documents and how they know by design that they're giving the young people shots now that are going to mess up their hearts, livers, and brains. And lungs for life, which is not going to be very long. And then, of course, I knew this a while ago while they're doing it. Not just about killing you. It's a sacrifice of the youth, and that pleases their God. And also, it's going to weigh down and hurt their families and cause great anguish in their families. Because you're supposed to bury your parents, not bury your children. And also, it's designed to collapse society while they suck all the money out of the families that are going to try to keep their family members alive. It'll take a good 10 painful years for most people that take these injections to die. And so I can't believe that I actually did it. Bill Gates said he would do it, and they've done it. And I think it's a pretty normal response. I can barely do this show right now. Because, I mean, this is sick. This is sick. Everybody just better get that through their head. This is it, folks.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Friends, I don't want to say welcome back. I mean, we're awake, we're informed, we're looking at this giant globalist chemical biological attack taking place. And at a certain point, it's just not normal to sit up here like this is a normal show. And just say, oh, you know, billions of people are being injected with a chemical bioweapon that's going to slowly kill them, that then's designed to collapse industrial society because we're taking care of so many sick people. And the system thinks it's got a plan to manage that and be able to gaslight the public to not make sure that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and the rest of them get sent to supermax prisons for it. Because they're the institutional controllers. They control the stolen trillions. They control big tech with Mark Zuckerberg, who's hanging out on his stolen land in Kauai, Hawaii, while we're all living under ongoing martial law. And then I just see the public mesmerized into a trance watching their sports and playing their video games. And I can't join the globalists because that's evil, and I don't want to prey on people. And then most of the public can't even understand what I'm saying. I guess we're just here to tell the truth and let people make a decision for themselves, and it'll all work out in God's plan. But, I feel like I'm being punched in the chest right now. And I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do to not feel like that. I normally feel good about everything I'm doing. And almost always when I feel like this, it means there's some answer. There's something we're supposed to do right now that will stop this. And I guess that's really what it is. I feel extreme guilt. And I'm not someone in my life that feels a lot of guilt. And I know that that's why I may have to go off air today, because I don't want to just sit up here and talk about how I feel. This isn't some calculated thing before I came in today to say all this. I have stacks of government documents, stacks of reports that are all total nightmares, all 10 on a Richter scale of tyranny. It's like Judge Joe Brown's a really famous criminal judge that did some of the biggest cases in the country. I didn't even know that until I got to know him and looked him up. I assumed he was a TV judge and he was been a judge. And when he saw that former deputy director of the FBI say, "We're going to arrest members of Congress for their speech and we're going to take over," he was taken back and freaked out the whole time. And after the show, he was freaked out like I was, and we were sitting there freaked out by it. Well, that's because he's got his head screwed on. He understands history. He understands that's really dangerous, and that means they're coming for everybody, and that we're in deep trouble. And see, he didn't even know about that. He couldn't believe. He spent all the different breaks searching on his phone. He was good at searching for stuff about that FBI agent. Because he couldn't believe it was not a big story that they said that. And I said, "Your Honor, I could play you a 20-minute excerpt video of a bunch of other ones saying that all over TV." He's like, "Yeah, I don't watch much of that cable news. I didn't see that." So I showed him some more back there after we got off air for lunch before he flew out. And he was just really upset. And that's normal, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're supposed to be upset. All right. Here's another problem. If I just sit here and read these article headlines out and don't dig into each one, it doesn't have any effect. People need to know what's really happening here. Like, take this article right here. That's an ode to Rush Limbaugh. This story in and of itself would be a top story for 2 years. And thousands of people will go to jail. But see, we're in a rout right now. We're in a collapse right now. So if you think this is bad, can you imagine what else is going on? The shutdown, the lockdown is to destroy the regular economy and to consolidate it. And the printing of the money is the looting of the economy, and it's not supposed to go to the citizens. It goes to the insiders. For all those weeks that everybody I knew was trying to get on when they were told to go get their stimulus money or go get their federal unemployment money, and most of you never could get it. So you just moved in with your parents or your neighbors and got some odd jobs. That's because over half the money was siphoned off by hackers, that's the globalist, that's the Legion of Doom, to China and others. And here it is out of Axios. And I said this back at the time. Half of the pandemic's unemployment money may have been stolen. Criminals may have stolen as much as half, it's over that, of the unemployment benefits of the U.S. and have been pumping out over the past year. Why it matters, unemployment fraud during the pandemic could easily reach $400 billion, according to estimates, and the bulk of the money likely ended up in the hands of foreign crime syndicates. Making this not just theft, but a matter of national security. Well, the Democrats shut off our pipelines and ship fentanyl in and tell us that the country shouldn't exist. So, I mean, they tell you who they are. They're the ones doing the pipeline shutdowns. They're the ones doing the ransomware. It's that deep state cabal. But that's all any of this is. And then when one out of three people's got a neurological disorder or a heart condition, and all these new mystery heart conditions and mystery brain conditions and mystery lung conditions and mystery cardiovascular conditions in people that have been, quote, vaccinated for COVID-19. And then they'll set up the panels to find out what did it, run by people that did it, and they'll siphon all those trillions into themselves. And we'll be sitting here in a year or two with, you know, run 10K to raise money because, you know, all the neurological problems, and they'll have movie stars up there. Well, let's get together. And finally, at a certain point, 10 years down the road, or even sooner, they'll say, well, folks are signing on to volunteer to be euthanized because they know they're too much of a weight on society. And they'll get some extra money and they get to party for a few weeks before they are killed. And that's all the plan here. And just like I told you about animal-human clones and all the rest of it, we'll be sitting here, probably not on air then, but you'll be watching it. And if you say anything about it, you'll be arrested. So that's all any of this is. So, I mean, I've seen the whole plan. I've read the whole plan. And they're going ahead with it. I mean, I guess that's really, for me, I'm not a wimp, but, I mean, I'm pretty shook up right now. Because I theoretically knew all this. I knew they tested it out on small groups. And, my God, injected black people with syphilis and all the rest of it and radiated foster kids to death. And I mean, you know all the stuff this cult's done. But now they built it up incrementally where they got the whole system working for them now. The system, the banks, the insurance companies, the AI systems, and then now nurses and doctors and people are learning. They're just like attendants that are just there overseeing the system that's automated. They're just there like a ceremonial pilot in the future when all aircraft are drone, which is basically already what they are. The pilot just is like a concierge that talks to the human passengers and maybe pours them a cup of coffee because a robot's flying the plane. It's the same thing now with hospitals and everything. They're just concierge there, more and more, inviting you into their robot system that the globalists program. People are like, well, I'll trust a robot. Oh, really? Did you program that robot? So this is end-of-day stuff. And your church isn't going to say a word. They just want to party. They just want to have a good time. Hell, you're not going to find more satanic group of people than the folks that run the churches. Because they're the real betrayers that went there to make sure there wouldn't be a church to fight this when it was needed. So I'm sorry, folks. I'm real sorry. And I'm not trying to depress you. You know, it means God's plan's real and we're being judged, but this is going to be rough. I've got all the numbers right here. They are right now basically lobotomizing billions of people with these injections. You're like, well, they're dumb. Let them get sick. They shouldn't have taken it. Well, you're going to have to take care of these people. Their collapse is going to bring us all down.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your car. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
If you grew up next to a con artist, and you watched them get arrested the first time, the second time, the fourth time, the tenth time, you would know not to do business with that person. You'd know not to leave your wallet laying out on top of the counter around them. You'd know not to have them in your house. In fact, you'd probably move away from them if they got out of the penitentiary and moved back into your next door. So, see, you could keep treating that con artist every day like they were a new person and give them the benefit of the doubt. That's called being a fool. Or you just don't trust or follow any damn thing they say. And that's where we're at with the mainstream media and the Democratic Party and the globalists and the left and the universities and Big Pharma, and all of them have huge, giant histories of corruption and control and greediness and lies. And they're using high-tech psychology to control everybody. And so the only way to beat them is to reject everything they say and everything they do and not buy a damn word comes out of their mouth and to shun them. Don't bully them. Just say, I'm not going to be around you. I'm not going to pay for my young person to go to your stupid college. I'm not going to go to your corporate media event. I'm not going to support your rock concert, your football game. We have to come out of Babylon. And when I say that, I'm right here in the middle of it. And I like to go out to nice restaurants, and I like to ride around on a boat on the lake, and I like to fly around in these airplanes, and I like to sit there. But all of that is spider web that captures you for the spider. All of that's the modern trappings of Babylon. And it itself isn't evil, but it's been set up to trap you. And I was thinking about this last night, and that's why I was frustrated the last 50 minutes on air. Now it all hit me. Is we ask ourselves, why did people stay in Nazi Germany up until 1940, when Hitler then started arresting basically everybody? They saw him come in. They saw him arrest hundreds of thousands and kill hundreds of thousands and then arrest millions and take people's speech and do everything the globalists are doing right now. But people that were upper middle class and wealthy were left alone, and they just kept thinking, well, I'll be left alone. Hell, lots of top Nazis ended up getting targeted because Hitler was jealous of them. Or they wanted their money. And in the end, all the Nazis did was get rid of their own safety net, their own protection system, and got destroyed. It's the same thing with the Russians and the same thing with the Chinese, everybody else. I was reading about some of the Rothschilds that actually got family that actually got picked up and killed by Hitler. They thought because they were so rich. I saw one of the Rothschilds on PBS years ago. Because she got out of the country, she was a little girl, but her parents stayed and died. They thought they could buy Hitler off. They thought, well, we're so rich and powerful. You know, we're not going to leave France. We're not going to leave our estate. We'll just give the Nazis most of our money and they'll leave us alone. Well, Hitler killed both of them. And that's the whole point is, everybody pretending at Google and Facebook and Twitter and IBM and the New York Times and CNN, pretending like you're safe, screwing everybody else over and going along with this plan. Because you better damn well believe none of them are taking the shots. You think something this evil isn't going to get you? You think feeding this beast now will make it kiss your hand? It's going to destroy you. And you're fools. You don't join with Satan and become the boss. You get eaten. So here's what sent me for a tailspin. Because I already knew all this, but it kind of all crystallized 10 minutes before the show. And then, there's some things I want to tell you, and I can't tell you because of the sources, and they told me not to. And I've never blown a source, and I've never given information out. And sometimes there's information you can't give out, because if you give out any of it, it gives it away from the source before they finish the work they're doing. But there's a major counterstrike to all this in the works right now. But it's been confirmed. The documents have been seen. That this is a kill plan. They've got a whole societal collapse program, how it brings down the hospitals and brings down the civilization. Then there's a collapse, then we accept mass death, and then we accept basically a worldwide AI takeover. And they claim that only an AI system can manage all this because so many humans are sick and dying, not just the baby boomer generation that's got to be taken care of. And then a whole robot rollout comes out, and then the general masses are starving to death, and so those that still have wealth that aren't part of the system are told, you've got to sign on and put your wealth into this to stabilize and save all these people that are dying and starving. And then basically you sign your wealth over to this big, giant global wallet that they're going to be rolling out. And this global wallet will have your medical ID, everything on it. And, of course, we already knew all that. The Australian leader just came out and announced it yesterday that your COVID pass will now be your money. But I've been talking to folks that have seen the official government plans put out by the major foundations, the Carnegie Endowment. That's why the Carnegie Endowment is now in full control. Bill Gates works for them. The CIA is run by the Carnegie Endowment. And it's just a total extermination plan. I mean, final solution, we're all dead. It's like, wow, wow. You guys are really evil. Because I knew they were evil, but man. It's bad enough wanting to wipe out third world people. I don't want to kill them, but I know that they don't have jobs, futures, any of that. I'm not signing on to kill them. But this plan is to kill everybody. So, I mean, I see I've just got stuff like that going on. And I don't just believe people that have seen the documents. I can see the documents all in front of me, how they're implementing it. Everything I was told by the individual that saw this plan. And hell, the plan is in Event 201. The plan is in Lockstep. The plan is in Crimson Contagion. The plan is all there. But specifically, they've reached the point now of recruiting levels deep into government corporations and have gone operational now. So they're even telling people the plan to get them on board. Hey, you and your family are going to live. If you want to be part of that 500 million that live on the Georgia Guidestones, you better get on board right now, and you'll get up space for your family during the collapse. But, of course, you read deeper, and this is what these individuals were able to see. It's exactly what they told us, that they believe all humans must be gotten rid of. And above that, there's not much knowledge, but everybody, including top Pentagon, four-star generals, they think it's aliens. Some deal's been made with aliens to kill everybody. And then the people, the small group that does it gets to, like the Borg or whatever, join these things. Man, all I'm telling you is that everybody's dead. That's all I can tell you. And so I can't even fight with CNN. I can't even fight with the New York Times or lawyers suing me. Like, a lawyer suing me when there's a plan to kill everybody? It's like, what does that do to me? I mean, you know, it's like, and I'm sitting here on air talking about this. It's all real. And then I've known all this stuff for months. I already knew it all. It's the only reason I got told it. And I'm sitting here, and I just cannot believe all this. I cannot believe we've gotten to this point. So do I know there's aliens calling the shots? No. Everybody else I talk to goes, yeah, we think you're right. This doesn't make any sense. Because they're not just going to kill people down to 500 million, which is the official UN number. They're planning to kill all those people, too. And the dominoes are falling. The program has already started. The countdown is here. And I don't know what to do. I just get right with God. That's all I can say. Instead, we'll talk to the Mypillow guy, which will be fun, I'm sure. Nice guy. Really cares. Has a good heart. Fight the tyranny. Fight the election fraud that's as plain as the nose on your face. And I only go ahead and just throw all this out at everybody because, listen, all you idiots, I know media matters, all you dumbasses tune in, this is all real stuff. I mean, you understand you're going to be killed, right? I mean, you understand you're dead. Not from me, you're your bosses. I mean, you understand these are psychotics. They made a deal with something really bad that says the price of you living is everybody else dies. Remember, Soros made a deal when he was a kid with Hitler to do that. So, of course, he's one of the top guys now because he made a deal with something infinitely more evil and smarter. And you just look at this thing, it's not human that's hitting us. This whole takeover, the 5G, all of it, is not of this world. All right, Mike Lindell got off his airplane, but is late, but he'll be here soon. Look forward to having him on. And I'll try to get into the statistics from the CDC. They admit massive death, brain damage from their shots in young people. And they're just going to normalize it. We don't just make young boys die now with autism. We're going to kill everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.